Today through December 31st, KGNU will be hosting a year-end campaign. KGNU is part of Give Big to My Station, a nationwide effort to support community radio. Please remember what KGNU means to you and consider giving a gift at kgnu.org. From unique music to interesting conversation, we offer so much to you. Please help us out with a year-end donation. You'll keep the station running strong through the new year while making a statement that community radio is important to you. Take that time right now. Just go to kgnu.org, pick the level that's right for you, and make your donation. Thank you.
At news.kgnu.org. Thanks for joining us. Good night.
It's 7 o'clock here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and live online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it's time for the Opera Box. Well, Happy New Year, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and tonight my playlist highlights international superstar American soprano Leontine Price, one of the great voices of the last century, great power and expression, as in Elvira's aria from Hernani. And we'll hear the music of Puccini, Bellini, Dvorak, and Strauss. So join me for tonight's tribute to Leontine Price. Hernani, involami. Hernani, save me. Elvira's hope, her lover, the bandit Hernani, will come and take her away before she's forced to marry against her will. From Act One of Verdi's opera, Hernani. And we heard Leontine Price, soprano, with Thomas Schippers conducting the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra. And we're 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist highlighting the American superstar soprano Leontine Price. At the height of her career, she was in great demand all over the world and was the first African-American to become a leading artist at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Price was born in Laurel, Mississippi in 1927. She was given a toy piano at age 3 and began piano lessons at age 5. As a young woman, she worked part-time as a maid for Alexander and Elizabeth Chisholm, who encouraged her piano playing. She planned to be a teacher and enrolled in the music education program at all-black Wilberforce Educational College in Ohio. Well, she was so successful as part of their glee club, she was encouraged to study voice. With the help of the Chisholms and Paul Robeson, she received a scholarship to Juilliard. Well, in 1954, she was cast as Bess in a revival of Porgy and Bess, and the group went on a European tour. Now, amazingly, their Berlin performance was recorded. So here she is in 1954 singing I Loves You Porgy with William Warfield, whom she married just before the tour. I Loves You Porgy, as sung by Leontine Price during a European revival of Porgy and Bess in 1952. Earlier I said 1954, I meant 1952. And that was with William Warfield as Porgy. It's 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program featuring the great soprano Leontine Price. Well, after graduating, she planned to have a recital career modeled after the great Marian Anderson. But Porgy and Bess showed that she had the talent and the presence for opera. And as a result, the Metropolitan Opera invited her to sing Summertime at a fundraiser in 1953. She then sang Samuel Barber's Hermit Songs at the Library of Congress with the composer. And in 1954, she sang Tosca for an NBC opera broadcast. After successes as Aida in Europe and the United States, the Met hired her for their 1961 and 62 season, where she triumphed in performances of Il Trovatore and Tosca. Tosca was recorded as part of the Met's radio broadcasts. Listen to her rendition of Tosca's great aria, Visi d'Arte, from that broadcast. Wow, Visi d'Arte, I Live for Art, from Act Two of Puccini's Tosca, from a 1954 live broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera. We heard Leontine Price as Tosca with Herbert Adler conducting the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. Well, it's 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I've got a special playlist to begin the new year featuring classical music that caused considerable difficulty for its composers. I'm calling this Difficult Firsts, and it's inspired by the beginning of this new year. I'll have more to say about that during a Classic Monday. That's at 8 o'clock right here at KGNU. Well, Price's success at the Met made her an international star, and she would become one of the Met's leading ladies for the next 20 years. She was paid $2,750 per performance, the same as Joan Sutherland, Maria Callas, and Renata Tebaldi. The only female who earned more was Birgit Nilsson at $3,000 per performance. Price's voice was considered perfect for the Verismo drama of Verdi's operas, and I've got two samples to prove it. First, we're going to hear her as Leonora in Verdi's Forza del Destino. She hopes to elope with the foreigner Don Alvaro, knowing she'll be exiled by her father if she does. And then we'll hear her as the Parisian courtesan Violetta from Verdi's La Traviata in her aria Estrano, where Violetta wonders if Alfredo Guermont might be the man to make her settle down. Two great moments from Verdi opera by Leontine Price.
Thank you.
The free-spirited courtesan Violetta wonders if her current lover, Alfredo, might be the one man for her, the one to get her to settle down. From Verdi's La Traviata. And we heard Leontine Price with Eric Leinsdorf conducting the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra. And before that, we heard her as Leonora in Verdi's Forza del Destino with James Levine conducting the London Symphony. 31 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. My playlist tonight pays homage to the great American soprano, Leontine Price. Although she was really known for Verdi and Puccini at the Met, she had a great dramatic range, singing in the operas of Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Rossini, Richard Strauss, Bellini, and Dvorak. So here she is singing from Bellini's Norma. Norma is the daughter of the high priestess Orvesso, and here Norma leads the Druids in prayer for victory over the invading Romans. Casta Diva, chaste goddess. And then we'll hear her in the song To the Moon from Dvorak's fairy tale opera Rusalka. The water nymph here sings to the moon, confiding that she loves a human and she desires to be human. Two great examples of the range of Leontine Price. Rusalka, the water nymph, sings to the moon, wishing she could be human because she's in love with a human. And before that, we heard Norma leading the Druids in prayer. Two examples of Leontine's dramatic range. We heard Nelisanti conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra in the Dvorak aria from Rusalka. And before that, we heard Henry Lewis and Leontine Price with the Philharmonia Orchestra in the Casta Diva from Bellini's Norma. Constantly in high demand, Price would go on to perform all over the world, appearing regularly at La Scala, the Met, San Francisco, Carnegie Hall, Covent Garden, Salzburg, Hamburg, Vienna, and many more. Among her many honors are the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Kennedy Center Honors, the National Medal of Arts, 19 Grammys, and a Lifetime Achievement Award. In the late 60s, she began to favor recital performances over opera. She was getting criticism from some of the music critics that her voice had become hooty and hollow. But it resulted, actually, in her taking on fewer new roles, something that she was also criticized for. But in 1979, she made her last full opera recording, singing Ariadne from Ariadne auf Naxos by Richard Strauss. It was one of the very first roles she performed in college. Now, here she is in that recording, in that last recording that she made in 1979, singing Ariadne's aria, There Was a Thing of Beauty, Ein Schönes War. Ein schönes war, there was a thing of beauty, Ariadne's wistful aria from Act Two of Ariadne auf Naxos by Richard Strauss. We heard Leontine Price with Georg Schulte conducting the London Philharmonic. That was from Leontine Price's final full opera recording in 1979. Price's career was somewhat inconsistent during the 70s and 80s. As I said, she would have some vocal problems, criticized for being a little hooty and hollow. She would have frequent cancellations, but she always seemed to return triumphantly with major successes as well. She made her opera farewell in 1985, singing Aida, one of her first TV roles in 1958, and it was broadcast on television in 1985. We're going to hear her sing the aria O Patria Mia, O My Homeland, from that 1985 performance. The slave girl Aida laments her defeated homeland. And I've assembled a special track for this. You're going to hear her sing in her first performance from television in 1958. That's going to fade into her great 1962 studio recording of Aida with Thomas Shippers conducting. And then the track is going to end with her 1985 farewell performance at the age of 57. Listen to her easily soaring to her final high notes at the end of the opera and the end of the aria, I should say, in the Metropolitan at 1985. The audience erupted into applause that lasted over 25 minutes. So three examples of O Patria Mia, all sung by Leontine Price, stitched together. Aida laments the defeat of her homeland, O patria mia, O my homeland. We heard Leontine Price in her 1985 farewell performance at the Metropolitan Opera. James Levine conducted the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. You can see that performance or part of it on YouTube. And if you see her in close-up, sometimes she's on the verge of weeping, acknowledging the accolades, but keeping herself stoically in character. After retiring, Price continued to give some recitals. In October 2001, she was asked to come out of retirement to sing at a memorial for the victims of 9/11. In 2007, she was listed as number 4 in the BBC Music Magazine's Top 20 Sopranos in History. Well, I hope you enjoyed this evening's homage to Leontine Price. She stays pretty much out of the limelight. She's in her almost 90 now, but appears to be going strong. This is your host, Ron Nadell. It's about 4.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. I hope you did enjoy that program featuring Leontine Price. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. 93.7 FM in Nederland, and we're live online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Well, stay tuned now for A Classic Monday.